This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
How are you doing on this 32 degree day, Jan?
I am cool and relaxed in my air-conditioned office. Thanks for asking.
Okay, so I don't know if my producer managed to get questions to you from Derek Lomi.
She did.
He's listening to us now. Yes. And I've just got a kind of a principle that if we get a listener question, it should trump anything that we plan on talking about. So I don't know how comfortable you are addressing these issues of internet radios versus satellite transmissions and... Can I leave you to address this technical issue, which is above my pay grade?
Absolutely. I'll try my best. So I believe the same listener tried to email me. And yes, it's challenging sometimes for me to respond in any detail over email. So it's great to be able to do this over the radio. So internet radios is an interesting term because, to my mind, you could mean one of two things when you say the exact question was, are internet radios available in South Africa? Instead of purchasing them from online stores, these are similar to traditional radios but are internet receivers, right? And so you could mean a couple of things there. So the one thing is that you've got some kind of mobile data connection built into a device. So, you know, it accepts a SIM card or something like that, and then, you know, you're able to tune into internet radio stations that way. Or it's what I see more commonly on places like Amazon and Takealot is a device that's got a Wi-Fi connection. It connects to your Wi-Fi, and then you're able to stream internet radio stations that way. And so this person was asking, instead of purchasing them from online stores, and your best bet, honestly, is you are walking around with an internet radio in your pocket right now if you have a smartphone.
Yeah.
And so go and buy a Bluetooth speaker from your local technology store, whichever that might be, and connect your phone up to that and stream internet radio from your favorite app and just listen to it that way. If you specifically want a standalone device that's now not linked to any particular smartphone in the house, then you're probably looking at basically a speaker with a Wi-Fi connection. That's really just a stripped down cell phone. I see a lot of these things run Android. And then you run Spotify on this thing basically, and that then connects to various podcasts and I don't know what they use in these devices to actually connect to radio stations, you know, if they've just got them built in or if they use a specific app that runs on Android to do that. But my recommendation is keep it simple, get a Bluetooth speaker, connect up your smartphone and do it that way.
Regarding
satellite radio.
Right. Yeah. Sorry, yes. I mean, those are really not expensive today. You can pick those up really cheaply.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you can get Bluetooth speakers for anything from, I think, like $500 and then all the way to super expensive, like hi-fi grade, DJ grade stuff for many, many thousands of rand. So it's really flexible on budget. It really just depends on how loud you want it and what kind of sound quality you want. You can even do like if you want something that's sort of more expensive, you can get like a whole home entertainment system with that accepts Bluetooth, right? And then do it that way. There's many ways to skin this cat. If the listener, if that didn't answer the listener's question, please contact us again. Please feel free to clarify what exactly you mean by internet radio. If you can send a link to what you've got in mind, that would be best. We can try to hunt that down for you. With regards to satellite radio,
yeah.
I went looking online to see what I could find. And it really doesn't look like anybody is really offering satellite radios in South Africa. There's probably just not a market for it, which is why you don't see it really being offered locally. I don't think it's a lack of coverage. I think that you can actually receive satellite radio stations in South Africa. But there's just a lack of demand. And if you want a satellite radio receiver in this country, it looks like you have to import it. That's the only place I found it listed is at specialist importers. Who then order it from wherever, you know, Amazon or wherever they order it from and then bring it into the country for you. But yeah, honestly, if you're going to be doing the internet radio thing, then you don't need the satellite radio because all those stations stream via the internet, as far as I know. So you could just tune in that way. So, hopefully that's covered it.
Rene is weighing in from Israel saying that's exactly what I've got, a JBL speaker with surround sound. My problem when I did this and the reception's absolutely magnificent and it's crystal clear and all those good things, but my phone kept on turning off every 4 or 5 minutes and that drove me absolutely batty.
Yeah, that's strange. Bluetooth I have found to be finicky at times, but his phone completely switching off sounds like a software problem on the phone. So make sure you're running the most up-to-date software. And if you are, then you need to complain to your phone's manufacturer. It really shouldn't be doing that. Yeah, and if it's a JBL speaker, I can't imagine that it's the speaker's doing. There's something going wrong in the Bluetooth software of your phone that's causing it to switch off every 5 minutes. It shouldn't be doing
that. It's linked to the screen. So when the screen times out, then the connection times out. And somewhere, somehow, there is a setting that says continue in the background. But where that setting is takes an Einstein to work out. And that is the problem.
Yes. I see. Yes. And depending on which phone manufacturer you're using, this sounds like an Android issue.
Yeah.
As an Android user myself, I have seen this many a time, especially on devices like Huawei devices that are aggressive about conserving battery life. But then, it would suspend background processes that run in the background. So you don't even receive WhatsApps coming in unless you specifically go into like a special place of the phone and say, please let the WhatsApps come in. And I expect that's the same thing with this Bluetooth thing. It's somehow not recognizing it as something that needs to be allowed to run in the background, and then it kills it. So yeah, unfortunately, I can't help you off the top of my head. I'd have to know what device you're using, and then I'd have to go and look at the menu structure myself and see where that setting is, because obviously all the menus on the different devices are different.
Yeah, and here they start to come. Marion says, when I stream Chai FM on my phone, it times out, and that is the issue. And I've got a feeling that people have kind of given up because they just don't have the wherewithal to keep fighting their phones. But what you say is true, Jan. Every phone is going to be different. So, yeah, probably go to your provider and ask them, because otherwise there's no one answer that's going to fit all.
Yeah, and it also depends on the app you're using. So, for example, I know, I don't think you guys stream on YouTube, but YouTube in particular it's a paid-for feature to be able to watch a YouTube video while your screen is off. Otherwise, your screen has to be on while the YouTube video is playing. Mm. But obviously with YouTube, it keeps your screen alive at least. Whereas with radio apps, they don't tend to do that because they don't want to completely destroy your battery. But then that's where the phone's, what they call garbage collector, kicks in. And it garbage collects your streaming app in the background it really shouldn't be that aggressive about memory management and saving your battery. So yeah, you'll have to figure out where that setting is. And whatever streaming app you're using hasn't turned its background listening into a premium service like YouTube has.
Complicated stuff, but thank you for trying to explain it this afternoon.
We're a bit further along than from the transistor radio days.
Yeah. And thank you for allowing us to completely derail you from what you had intended to talk to us about this afternoon. Jan, as always, thanks for being so amenable to change. Much appreciated.
My pleasure. Have a great afternoon.